I'm Ken Zombly, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Today is the last day to RSVP for the Performing Arts Society Wine Tasting at Western Illinois University. The tasting will be held Saturday, February 25th, from 6 until 8:30 at the University Union Heritage Room. Reservations are $38, non-alcoholic reservations, $20. Enjoy savory hors d'oeuvres, the President's International String Quartet, a wine-themed silent auction, and up to 60 wines. It's black tie optional. Valet parking is available at the Murray Street entrance of the University Union. It's being held in the University Union Heritage Room on the WIU campus. Once again, one must RSVP, though, by the end of today. The phone number is 309-298-1618. The West Central Illinois Arts Center invites you to the second installment of the 2012 Young Artist Series. The work of middle school students will be on display beginning today at 4 this afternoon. There is an opening reception this evening from 6:30 until 8. Admission is free to both the exhibit and the reception. It's a unique opportunity to see the burgeoning skills of local middle school artists. The exhibit will be on view through Saturday, February 25th. That's at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the downtown square in Macomb. Also on the downtown square, or just off, tonight and tomorrow night and tomorrow afternoon, the Starry Night Repertory Theater presents Almost Maine. In this play, as the northern lights hover over their town, small-town residents find themselves falling in and out of love in unexpected ways. The Midwinter Night's Dream. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Taylor's Hall for Events at 125 South Randolph Street in Macomb. Today and tomorrow, it's Jazz and Jazz and Jazz at the 39th Annual Western Illinois University Jazz Festival. Tonight's concert features the WIU Jazz Studio Orchestra, joined by Count Basie Orchestra leader and drummer Dennis Backroom. Tickets are $15 for the public, $8 for senior citizens, $6 for youth. WIU students are free with valid IDs. Tickets are available at the Hainline box office and at the event. And tomorrow, a great lineup of middle and junior high school and senior high school jazz bands. All that on the WIU campus this weekend. The Western Illinois University Studio Theater begins its spring season tonight and tomorrow night with the play Master Harold and the Boys. It's directed by Moira Nash. Curtain time is 7:30 in the Simpkins Theater in Simpkins Hall. WIU students are admitted free. General admission is $2, no reservations. Tonight at 7:30 at Stars Cave Nature Center outside Burlington, the husband and wife musical duo of Stuart and Earl will offer their brand of heartfelt folk music in a come-into-my-living-room sort of fashion. The concert begins at 7:30. The doors open at 7. That's at Stars Cave Nature Center. The admission charge is $10 for adults and $2 for those under 18. Also tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Multicultural Center on the WIU campus, Steve Ensler's award-winning play, The Vagina Monologues, part of the V-Day 2012 campaign. Tickets are on sale at the Women's Center. All proceeds from the campaign go to local, national, and international efforts to prevent violence against women and to support survivor support services. Tomorrow night at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum, the legendary Ann Arbor, Michigan folk duo Mustard's Retreat takes the stage with equal doses of humor, history, insight, emotion, and musicality. David Tomilovich and Michael Huff, Mustard's Retreat.
When I came into Portland, I went to see my dear. A candle in the window, its light shone bright and clear. I walked up to her doorstep, I knew she was within. She came and bid me enter, and I was home again.
Mustard's Retreat at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston. Tomorrow night at 7:30, the doors open at 7. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for kids under 12. This Sunday afternoon, the Quincy Symphony Orchestra will be featuring three of the area's most talented high school musicians in a concert entitled An English Garden. That's at 3 p.m. Sunday, February 19th at Quincy Junior High School. The soloists are the winners of the Young Artists Competition. From Quincy, marimbist Brooke Bracey and flautist Katie Greenwell, and from Macomb, pianist Michelle Liu. Also on the program, a brace of British favorites, including Ralph Vaughan Williams' Folk Song Suite and William Walton's Crown Imperial. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra, Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Quincy Junior High School Auditorium. This Sunday at Western Illinois University, the College of Fine Arts and Communication Recital Hall will be home to the 11th WYU Horn Festival. French horns all day long, workshops, and recitals. And we had a chance to talk about the event with Professor of Horn, Dr. Randall Faust.
It's the 10th anniversary of Andrew Pelletier being here. He was here in 2002 as a guest soloist. He's been back for the International Symposium in 2009 as well, too. A stunning player, and everybody still talks about his performances dating back then, and he will be here again, along with a number of other guests. Jeffrey Agrell, who's a horn professor from the University of Iowa and author of this book, Improvisation Games for Musicians. He wrote the book on the subject. It's about this thick, and he also has a smaller sort of, you might say, Reader's Digest version of it called Improvisation Games for One that we have in the bookstore that a lot of our students are working out of actually this semester. Then Gary Reeves from the National Music Museum at the University of South Dakota, and he'll be bringing some instruments from there, along with he'll have a PowerPoint lecture he's going to do on that at 11 o'clock. It's a very fascinating place. They have about 15,000 instruments that they have in their collection. Of course, only about 1,500 they have on display. University of South Dakota is probably the only place I know of in the world where you can go and you can get a master's degree in the history of musical instruments. And for your thesis, you will take and restore an instrument to either museum or performance quality. And Gary, being on the faculty there, he has access to these instruments and regularly performs instruments from the collection on recitals. And in fact, he's going to play on one of these instruments on the evening recital they were doing on Sunday night. He's going to play a Mozart concerto on an instrument that's about 80, 90 years old. A chance to see some interesting historical instruments. Andy Pelletier, who is this incredible soloist, heard him first in Santa Barbara in 1997 when he won the student division of the American Horn Competition. And shortly thereafter, started working in the movie industry and doing a lot of solo work and all that sort of thing. Then 2001, he turned around and he won the professional division. And he's the only person I know of who's won first place in both the university division and professional division of that competition, which is the only international competition of its type held in the United States. Thank you. He currently is the principal horn of the Detroit Opera Orchestra, also teaches at Bowling Green State University. Regularly seen still around Los Angeles because they call him out to play on movies and chamber music performances and things like that as well, too. So we're delighted to have him here. And then another sort of special bonus that's come up, you see in the program, there's a fellow by the name of Thomas Justline. Thomas is the associate principal horn in the St. Louis Symphony. He had been our soloist here in fall of 2006. He had won the American Horn Competition himself in 2003. But Thomas is one of the fine rising stars in the horn world. Played a couple years in the New York Philharmonic. The University of Illinois stole him away to do some teaching over there. And he's come up for the weekend, and he's composed a work for the horn choir that we premiered here in 2006 called The Campbell Fanfare. And it's sort of become a theme song for the festival now. We play it regularly, and he comes up now to conduct it. The concert's going to close Sunday night with the Hallelujah Chorus with everybody up on stage playing that, so horn players will have a chance to get in on probably one of the most popular choral works. Of course, those of us who are horn players always think that any piece can be improved by transcribing it for horn ensemble, and so we see a little bit of that going on as well there.
Dr. Randall Faust, professor of horn at Western Illinois University, talking to us about the Western Illinois University Horn Festival this Sunday, all day at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall. The final recital is at 7:30 that night and is open to the public. It features the guest hornists and the festival horn choir. And one last note today, the celebration concerts at Tri-State's Public Radio continue 2 weeks from tomorrow night, on Saturday, March 3rd, when the alternative folk trio We're About Nine takes the stage. They bill their lyrics as short format literature, and their music is large format harmony. You can be part of the audience when they bring their witty songs from unexpected angles to our performance that night by calling us for tickets at 1-800-895-2912 or finding them online at tristatesradio.com.
I expected to see you racing around like a lovebird in search of her soul's other sound. Majestic and frantic like wake from a falls, or saving the world from nothing at all. Time, all the time. The air and the third time that I called your name, I could tell that you would never answer again.
We're About Nine. They'll be our next guests at a celebration concert on Saturday, March 3rd. For tickets, call 1-800-895-2912. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.